Great. How's everybody doing there today?
Oh, I'm trying to push all the buttons, and Carla's not here today, so I'm freaking out a little bit.
That's all right.
That's never happened at the theaters, has it?
No. We're always under control. Yeah.
It sounds like the movies are going crazy right now.
It has. It's been a good year already. We're starting off good. We got three new movies opening up today: Unsung Hero, Challengers, and Boy Kills World. Start today.
What's Unsung Heroes?
Unsung Heroes is brought to you by the studios that brought you Jesus Revolution, and I Can Only Imagine. It's a Australian group family comes together to come to the United States to kind of rebuild their relationship and try and make it as a folk heroes. Songs, singing throughout the whole. It's
okay.
Really good drama, rated PG, good for everybody.
Good deal. Yeah, I'm looking at the all the movies you have. We got six different movies right now.
We do. We got six of them coming across. So besides those three, we also have Kung Fu Panda 4 still here, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and then the horror thriller Abigail.
Yeah, that looks like that could be pretty scary, but a good variety. And it just seems like this year there's so many different kinds of movies, and just more than usual. And coming off of COVID a couple of years ago, I suppose that's kind of the case, isn't it? Everybody's kind of picked it up.
Yeah. The pipeline's starting to get filled back up again after a little bit of break from COVID, and then the writer's strike kind of put everything kind of got jumbled around and moved around, and finally starting to hit back in again. So May looks really good with some good movies coming up. First part of May, June, July, August. It's going to be a really good summer this year.
Yeah, and we can watch the movies from our Lux Power recliners in, three of the theaters now?
We do. We still have three auditoriums done, still trying to find that perfect time frame to get all the workers timed up at the same time. I have kind of a little break in film releases so I can drop down an auditorium to get the fourth one done. I'm still trying to get that one done right before summer, so right before school gets out. We'll have a fourth auditorium up and running.
Nice, yeah. And pricing is so affordable, man. $10 for adults, $9 for students, $8 for kids and seniors. Afternoon matinees are only, what, $7? Is that right?
Start at $7 for adults. That's right. So we got, and then also the $5 Tuesdays, where all tickets are $5 all day Tuesday, along with the concession specials.
Yeah, and the concession specials, not just for Tuesday, but even pricing on just a regular weeknight or weekend are still pretty darn affordable.
We try and keep everything as reasonable as possible. I mean, obviously, everybody knows that we make our majority of our money coming in comes from the concessions. We pay everything back to the film studios for their release of the film. So We do try and keep everything as reasonable as possible. We have, obviously the popcorn, nachos, we've got pretzel bites, homemade cotton candy, regular, we're also doing a lot of to-go popcorn. So time to come to the show, grab yourself some popcorn on the way home to watch it at home, watching a ball game, watching baseball, anything else, grab some stuff from the concession stand. Even if you're not going to the movies.
Yeah, book it for your graduation parties for sure.
We do have a lot of that coming up too. A lot of graduation parties this next month, and a lot of weddings coming up over the next 3 or 4 weeks also. They're using it for popcorn bars at weddings and gatherings too.
And every time I talk to you, it seems like Thursday there's the possibility of rain. So that golf simulator is ready to go, isn't it?
It has been keeping steady lately, especially with the high winds that have been out there. People are trying to work on their game. It's a little tough to perfect your game with 40-mile-an-hour winds, so they've been coming in using the golf simulator on the driving range and chipping range portion of it just to perfect the game before that finally does get nice enough to stay out and be out on the golf course. But if you want to come in and then climate-controlled also, it's always a perfect temperature inside, no breeze, no hot sun to keep you out. So we got that with over 50 different courses right now to play.
And you have that no lost golf ball guarantee, right?
That's right. Use your best ball. You're never going to lose it.
Yeah. Perfect. Best way to sign up for all this, and I'm on the website right now, is FremontTheaters.com, isn't it?
That is the best way to come in. You can get your tickets early. You can get your tee times right online. And said, you can always, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, a lot of people do still buy your tickets buy your tee times right from the box office.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been filling up those theaters though, haven't you?
We have been. It's been a good 3 or 4 week run we've got going on here. And, always recommend people getting their tickets as early as possible, especially during the weekends. Get your tickets from FremontTheaters.com. Make sure you get your seats that you need.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the update.
You bet. Thank you, guys. We'll see you at the movies.